Gait analysis and slow-motion videos of cows on a treadmill allow detailed examination of the gait pattern and movements of the foot during contact with the ground. The bovine foot is adapted to ground contact on soft surfaces. Landing of the foot on a hard surface causes vibrations of the joints and excessive strain on the claws. The outer claws contact the ground immediately before the inner claws in both the hind and forelimbs. This slow motion sequence shows that the outer claw has a natural tendency to sink into the ground upon contact. Since this is not possible on a hard surface, the claw suffers severe overload. During initial contact with a hard surface, the outer claw absorbs the entire impact. The inner claw also becomes weight-bearing shortly thereafter, and the load is then increasingly distributed between both claws. However, the overload of the outer claw results in bruising of the digital cushion and the corium of the outer claw. The initial ground contact of the foot occurs in the heel and digital cushion of the outer claw. This causes pressure on the corium overlying the flexor tubercle, indicated by an arrow, which in turn leads to bruising and vascular disturbance and eventually to a painful sole ulcer. In most cattle, the length of the outer digital bones is slightly greater than that of the inner digital bones. This means that the outer claw of the hind limbs also bears more weight in animals standing on hard ground and eventually suffers from chronic overload. It is speculated that in the forelimb, a shift of the load from the longer outer digit to the inner claw is facilitated by the flexible musculotendinous connection between the extremity and the trunk. This leads to a more even distribution of the load between the two front claws.